Well, here she comes in her red high heels, strutting down that runway. It is Sandy Max from What's on Tap. And this is the weekend The Devil Wears Prada 2 opened at the box office. You know, I love that first movie.
It's a big deal. It's one of the most classic romantic comedies, rom-coms, in film history. I mean, in my circle, people of all ages, and men and women, really enjoyed The Devil Wears Prada, the first movie. Because, yes, it was a satire on the fashion industry, which I think people who are into it enjoyed, but people who aren't into fashion enjoyed through the eyes of Andy Sachs. But just the characters were great. Miranda Priestly as Meryl Streep, you know, the stone, ice-cold boss. I think we've all kind of worked for somebody like that.
Well,
and there's so many universals of hustling and trying to make your mark in your career that were more universal, plus the love story.
See, you talk about the love story. I had forgotten all about that. That wasn't
really?
Why I liked it.
Okay.
I really loved Meryl Streep in that role. And Stanley Tucci amazing.
Yes.
And
yes,
just the whole energy of that.
And they're back, which is great. Because I think that's what you want when you have a beloved movie like this for a lot of people. Or even if you didn't love it, it's still a good film, the original. So now 20 years later, to have a sequel, this didn't just pop up. All of these cool original cast members like Stanley Tucci and Meryl Streep and Hathaway and Emily Blunt, who was super cool. And now she gets to evolve in her career in this next film. It's interesting that they all had to be convinced. Because you don't want to mess up something that was so great, that has this reputation. So the story has now evolved even more past critiquing and satirizing the fashion industry. But here's the storyline. You know, Andy was fancied herself as a much more responsible and serious journalist. So she winds up getting laid off at her other journalism job and becomes the features editor back at the fashion magazine and then working again with Miranda Priestly. So it's even more of a commentary on how life with technology and how the industries of fashion and media have evolved in the past two decades.
And a couple of weeks ago, I know you were out of town. You probably didn't hear my interview with Stacey from What Not to Wear. She started her career at Vogue, and I asked her.
With Anna Wintour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she told a story. It could have been in that movie, because she says that was exactly, the Devil Wears Prada is exactly what it was like working for that fashion magazine.
Wow.
So,
well, and here's the other part, is the exploration of, as we talk about the last 20 years and what a work culture is, that's a really toxic boss. And does that land now? Like, sure, it's funny to watch. You don't want to work for her. That is a part of this movie as well. So I think it's going to be an interesting journey back into this world, but still not fluff.
Oh, not at all.
And we get to see Stanley Tucci.
And Meryl Streep. I love her.
It's definitely a great cast. And here's the other fun thing. Because this has been so highly anticipated, and because it's the fashion world, some of the marketing around this is hilarious. M&M's released Cerulean, a special blue-colored M&M that you can only get through the website. I'm pretty sure they're all snatched up and gone, but maybe you'll find them on eBay. And also Starbucks. You can get the secret menu and get the Andy Oat Drink Cappuccino or the Nigel Espresso Con Panna or Miranda's Latte. So, like, these tie-ins are fun. Grey Goose has a cocktail collection that's inspired by this. The Diet Coke Canny Pack instead of a Fanny Pack. So you'll be seeing a lot of that barrage, but those are fun. And now you can get Funko Pops of Miranda Priestly and Andy Sachs. Like, I love just the whole celebration of the release of this film this weekend. And think about the cameos. Meryl Streep is friends with Lady Gaga. Called her up and said, hey, you'd be perfect for this movie. And Lady Gaga said, all right. And then not only does she perform in the movie, but wrote three original songs. And this is one of those, how highly anticipated is this sequel? There are people who were begging to be in this movie. You'll see famous models. I don't want to ruin it because it's just fun to see the cameos pop up. But I think it's really interesting that that's how much this movie has meant to a lot of people.
Let's move on and do something more in Milwaukee. Because this week, if you go to the theater, maybe you see a movie first. Maybe you want to have a snack afterwards. How about some cheese?
Lots of cheese. Have you ever been to a cheese swap?
I have never been. I've never even heard of a cheese swap.
Well, there's one happening on Friday downtown in Deer District at the New Fashioned. Visit Milwaukee is hosting a cheese swap as the big announcement for their Gold Rush scavenger hunt. So first, the cheese swap. All you do, Buy some store-bought cheese, maybe a fancy one from a Wisconsin farm, but it has to be prepackaged. Can't make it at home yourself. But you show up with cheese, meet somebody there at the New Fashioned on Friday, lunchtime at noon, you get to swap your cheese. Try a new cheese. You'll also get to sample some grilled cheese there, but this is the kickoff to what's being called the Visit Milwaukee Gold Rush. So it's a scavenger hunt for everybody in Wisconsin. You go to their website and get on their digital map. It's map.visitmke.org. It's interactive and you follow clues to find out where there could be a cash prize. And Visit Milwaukee's already given away thousands of dollars. I think it's like a $21,000 allotted for this fun scavenger hunt all the way through June 4th, National Cheese Day. But we kick it up a creative notch because there will be cheese sculptures created by artist Adam Heimbach. Now, these cheese sculptures will be hollowed, and you can choose to crack open the sculpture and see if there's cash inside.
What is the sculpture going to be?
A cheese.
Like a wedge of cheese.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen the cheese sculptures yet. I'm very excited about it. You will find these all around the city following these clues on Visit Milwaukee's digital map.
And you can actually win a prize if you crack that open.
Yes.
Is the prize another piece of cheese?
Well, inside the sculpture may be nothing, but will likely be cash. It's a really fun concept. It's one-of-a-kind public art and this live competition, kind of like, you know, The Amazing Race, scavenger hunt style, but you also get a piece of collectible art or smash the art and get the cash. It's an innovative, different idea from our friends at Visit Milwaukee.
I think it sounds really interesting, but you gotta love cheese.
Well, yeah, well, but I do think Friday at noon, it starts at 11 at Deer District's New Fashion, but Friday at noon is when the swapping happens. And I just, does it get more Wisconsin than that? And just celebrating one of our iconic products and adding this level of fun with the scavenger hunt.
Why do I think you're going to be there for lunch on Friday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't keep me away from the gold rush, Libby.
Sandy Max, it's always great to have you here.
Keep it cheesy.